Hello everyone and happy Wednesday. I'm Per Kostadakis and welcome to Knowles News Now, the latest updates in Florida State Athletics presented by Tomahawk Nation. Let's dive in. Great news for former Florida State running back Jayshon Corbin, who signed with the New York Giants after going undrafted. Corbin signed a sizable contract with the G-Men, a $10,000 signing bonus, $110,000 guaranteed. FSU football coaching staff has been making the rounds on the recruiting trail. Offensive coordinator and O-line coach Alex Atkins made a stop in Ocala to check out Trinity Catholic High School practice. Atkins was out there likely checking out 2023 tackle Tommy Kinsler, who was the three-star prospect that's visited Tallahassee for junior day and took an unofficial visit, but the battle for his services seems to have UF leading. Seminoles baseball dropped a tough one at Stetson on Tuesday night, struggling pretty much in all phases en route to a 6-0 loss. FSU has been playing well lately, but have struggled to find its footing in midweek matchups. It's not really a terrifying concern, but it's one that needs to be examined and ironed out with the regular season set to wrap up at the end of the month. Number 3 Seminole softball, 45-5 and on a 6-game win streak, is set to take on number 11 Florida in Tallahassee today. FSU won a thriller versus the Lizards last month, so they're going for the serious win today. The last time the Seminoles won twice in a single season versus UF? 2006. New soccer coach Brian Penske spoke with the media for the first time Tuesday, talking the task ahead of him and living up to the expectations set by his predecessor, Mark Kerkorian. He took the time to acknowledge the players who are still at Florida State, not disparaging the ones in the transfer portal, but taking the time to acknowledge and empathize with the fact that they committed to a program coached by Kerkorian and established by him, and just double down on the empathy he has for the loss of basically a father figure that they had in their lives.
I'd be remiss not to thank the players and acknowledge the players that are here right now. They didn't see any of this coming, right? They chose Florida State because they love Florida State. They chose Florida State because they believed in the soccer program, because they believed in Mark, right? And I understand that. Right, and to not really grasp that and understand that and have empathy for it would be naive and ignorant. And so as these kids continue to sort through and really, you know, this may sound a little bit extreme, but you know, it's a loss. You lose a coach and in such sudden fashion, it's a loss, right? And these kids felt that and they experienced that. And now there's obviously closure with that in my appointment and me being here. And now here they are adjusting to their new lives. And I have told them I'm not a chest beater, right? I'm not that guy that's going to get in front of them and tell them how great I am. However, I've tried and done my best to make them well aware how hard we're going to work and how good we're going to be. Right, to sit here and say I'm going to fully fill Mark Kerkorian's shoes would once again be a little bit naive and a little bit ignorant. But we're going to do our darnest to give it a shot. We're going to win. I believe we're going to win at a high level. And I'm excited to continue to get to know these kids and get to a place where they are all ready to move forward in their new lives.
FSU tennis athlete Larice Perroy, the 52nd ranked singles player in the country, will compete in the NCAA Men's Tennis Singles Championship beginning on May 23rd. It's his first time making a solo appearance in the tournament. As for the women's side, senior Petra Hule was named the number 3 seed in the NCAA tournament. That's the highest in Florida State school history. Hule will also play alongside Anna Arcadiano in the doubles tournament. And finally, FSU women's golf head coach Amy Bond was named to the Jackie Steenman National Coach of the Year watch list. FSU is hosting the NCAA Tallahassee Regional Championship starting next week. You can read up on these stories and more on TomahawkNation.com, where you can always find updates on all FSU athletics. Make sure you tune in today for live coverage of the softball game. Thank you for tuning in. Please tell your friends to like and subscribe. Please rate us 5 stars if you haven't already, and please make it 5 stars because we are very sensitive over here. Once again, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.